For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Authorities said five people were injured Tuesday evening in a shooting that broke out after an argument in a Hemet neighborhood. Hemet police were investigating and didn't immediately announce any arrests. A report from the San Bernardino Sun says about 5:58 p.m., police responded to calls about a fight. Police said in a statement that while en route, they were alerted to calls of gunfire with possible victims. Officers arrived to find multiple adult victims with gunshot wounds throughout the area. Around the same time, Hemet Valley Hospital advised police that two gunshot victims who transported themselves had arrived at the hospital. According to Police Department spokesman Lieutenant Nate Miller, no arrests were made as of 9:20 p.m. Tuesday evening. No suspect information was immediately available. California has decided to not yet follow the Centers for Disease Control's updated guidance on masking for vaccinated folks. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more from inland officials on how to understand the state's announcement.
Last week, the CDC said vaccinated individuals can safely go unmasked indoors in most public situations. But on Monday, the state of California decided they wanted to give everyone a little more time to adapt, says Riverside County Director of Public Health Kim Sarugutari.
So what that means for us in Riverside County, since we are in alignment with the state and following the state order, the state mask mandate stays in effect until June 15th.
And the same goes for San Bernardino County. Officials in both counties advocated for adopting the CDC guidance, but they will follow the state mandate for the next month. They say the back and forth has been confusing. So to keep it all straight, they recommend vaccinated Californians think about masking in three situations. In your personal life, you can socialize indoors with other vaccinated families without masks. In indoor public spaces, you need to continue masking. And in workplaces, you should mask indoors if you are sharing spaces with others. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
March Air Reserve Air Base is in the running as a main operating base for the KC-46A Pegasus Air refueling tankers. MARB is one of six Air Force installations under consideration. According to the Air Force, a total of 12 KC-46As will replace the aging KC-135 Stratotankers, which have been a mainstay at MARB for decades. The Pegasus tankers are the military version of the Boeing 767s. The new operating base for the KC-46A could boost manpower at MARB from the current level of 511 personnel up to a proposed level of 701. This announcement by the Air Force is welcome news for March Air Reserve Base and another confirmation of the important role the Inland Empire has to play in the future of our national security, said Congressman Ken Calvert. Low-income families could pay a lot less for their cable internet service under the FCC's broadband subsidy. Doxo Insights found that residents of the Riverside-San Bernardino, Ontario area pay $122 in cable and internet bills per month compared to the national average of $116. Under the FCC subsidy, area residents could get a 41% discount for a savings of $600 a year. The subsidies are part of the COVID-19 relief package Congress passed in December. More than 825 broadband providers, including the nation's largest ones, such as AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, have committed to participating in this program, said acting FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosen-Worsell. Signups for the $50 subsidy have opened. Information at getemergencybroadband.org. This story from Inland News Today. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.